As nearby cars whiz by Peachtree Street, longtime Atlanta civil rights advocate and Air Force veteran Joe Beasley said the drone strikes need to stop.
I would implore President Obama to move away from the use of these drones. It's just deplorable. It's just cowardice.
He was flanked by about two dozen protesters with signs in hand calling for the elimination of the nation's drone strike program. The rally comes just a week after the president vowed to reduce drone strikes and make the program more transparent. Azadeh Shahani of the Georgia ACLU said he didn't go far enough.
To the extent that there's going to be extra oversight, that's good. But, you know, again, it doesn't end the problem that the program is going to continue and people far from any battlefield without charge or trial are going to be killed.
A recent Gallup poll shows 65% of Americans support the use of drone strikes against suspected terrorists based overseas. That number drops to 41% when targeting U.S. citizens in other countries suspected of terrorism. Speaking at a press conference in Washington after the president's counterterrorism remarks, Georgia Saxby Chambliss, the top Republican on the Senate Intelligence Committee, argued the use of covert drone strikes remains a vital tool in the war on terror.
To open the book, so to speak, on the drone program, I think does not make America a safer place in which to live.
But Georgia State University political science professor Chip Carey said at the rally the use of any kind of drone strikes is short-sighted.
Between 50 and 70 countries have drone technology now, including Iran. It's only a matter of time before what goes around will come around.
Carey wants the U.S. to enter into a binding international arms treaty banning their use. For WAB News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.